Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This is another Aftershock Monday episode, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a lot of the upcoming titles that Aftershock has coming out in the upcoming months. But before I do that, I just want to give a quick update on the Jeremy Dale Skyward Omnibus Kickstarter. As of Sunday, it is 88% funded with 17 days to go. Also, as I mentioned in the podcast yesterday, Kelly has reduced the prices for some of the original art. Just hoping to get that art in the hands of some real Skyward fans and hardcore Jeremy Dale art fans. And also, she's added in a tier at $150 that's going to come with three original sketches from Jeremy. These are like character designs or plotting. So they're very rough. But, you know, if any of you are fans of Jeremy, you know, even his rough, quick sketches are very beautiful to look at. So highly encourage you to go and check that out. I'll play a little snippet from our Skyward Kickstarter special from a few weeks back to let you learn all about it if you're not familiar. And if you want to know more, go back and listen to that whole episode.
Well, you mentioned Skyward. I mentioned it as well. You know, I've talked about it on the other podcast, but maybe some of our listeners aren't that familiar. So why don't you tell them what Skyward's all about?
Sure. For those of you that don't know, Skyward is one of those all-ages light fantasy adventure about a boy and his dog that need to unite the entire world against the dark army of the Brother Kings. If you like things like Legends of Zelda or like Lord of the Rings, it's right up your alley. This is a little less like adult than something like Game of Thrones.
Why don't you let us know what this Kickstarter that you have going, and there will be a link in the show notes and all this information, everyone, so don't worry. But why don't you tell us, Kelly, what the Kickstarter is actually going to be funding?
Okay, so because we're talking Skyward, Jeremy created Skyward to be an ongoing series. I mean, he had this sucker planned out until at least issue 50. And it kind of saddens me that you guys don't get to see what his grand idea was. But he left issue 9 on such a cliffhanger that I felt like it was my responsibility as his good wife, as well as a fan of Skyward, to at least bring out an issue 10. So that way it will give us all a little bit of closure. Now, it doesn't actually end the series. So in your imagination, you can keep it going. And if I ever decide to do anything with it later in maybe another medium, then I can. But this will give all the fans a little bit of closure. So issue 10 is going to be a 32-page issue. I took Jeremy's ideas for issue 10, and I went to our friend Barbara Kessel, the comic writer and editor, and she actually developed a script that works. And then Shannon Gallant, amazing man that he is, also a G.I. Joe artist, drew the entire issue. And now it's at the Colors with Catherine Leno and Laura Martin. And what I decided to do was, I don't want there just to be an issue 10 and that's it. So I did a Kickstarter for the Jeremy Dale Skyward Omnibus. So that omnibus is going to cover issues 1 through 9, plus you'll get issue 10 in there. And you're going to get all of the variant cover arts by all the different artists Jeremy had, such as Phil Noto, Darwin Cook, Stefan Rue, Tom Zoller, Mike Norton, David Peterson. I mean, it's a huge list.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about kind of the business end of Kickstarter, because I know people sometimes don't realize the way that it works. And, you know, even though it's only been a week or so and it's already at 57%, I know a lot of times there's a lot of excitement early on and you know, it gets to 80 or 90% and it kind of dies out. So if you're planning on pledging, do it sooner than later, because it doesn't get produced unless it gets to 100%. So,
yeah. Well, and I'm glad that you brought this up, because some people don't realize when it comes to Kickstarter, you can pledge whatever you want. Like, you can do an incentive. Your card, your credit card, is not charged until we hit our end date, which is March 8th. And if we hit the 100%, if we hit that $20,000 or we're above it. So if you're thinking about, well, I would really like to donate or do an incentive, but I don't get paid until next week. That's fine. Just go ahead and grab the incentive, especially if it's one of the ones that there's only one of, grab it now, you're not actually be charged until March 8th.
Yeah, and it's so easy. We're all so busy. It's so easy to forget. So do it. Do it. Open another tab right now while you're listening to this, or if you're in the car, you know, as soon as you get where you're going, as soon as you finish listening to the podcast. Yeah. Don't get on your phone while you're driving, but yeah, do it sooner than later, because it's really easy to forget. So,
And truthfully, the reception has been amazing so far, and the outpouring of love and support has been amazing. But until we hit this 20,000, even though I'm very confident that we will, I'm going to still be like a little anxious and freaking out. So please don't let Kelly freak out.
All right. So I highly encourage you to go and pledge. Make sure you get in before the Kickstarter is over so you can have that really cool Jeremy Dale Skyward Omnibus sitting on your bookshelf. Now on to the books I'm going to talk about this week. As I mentioned, it's kind of a look forward at the books that Aftershock has coming out in the near future, starting with A Walk Through Hell, written by Garth Ennis with art by Goran Saduska, colors by Ives Vercina. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's S-V-O-R-C-I-N-A. So if you go and look at the show notes, I have the solicit listed there. I also have some preview pages. And this has me very intrigued. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, so far, Garth Ennis has done two titles for Aftershock so far. The six-issue Dreaming Eagles miniseries, which was absolutely outstanding. And currently, he's writing Jimmy's Bastards, which is really, really funny as well. So, you know, Garth Ennis, he's kind of a legend in the industry. And if he's got a title coming out, I'm paying attention. If he's got a title coming out from Aftershock, I'm doubly paying attention. So the fact that he's turning his eye back toward horror, very interested in this. The premise is there's something going on at a warehouse in Long Beach that's truly sinister. Some agents went in, they disappeared. The tactical unit from the local law enforcement shows up, walks in, turns around, and walks right back out. And now these two FBI agents, one very jaded and cynical, one much less so, show up, and they're going to go inside, they're going to investigate, and they're going to be faced with something horrific. Now, what I find really interesting about this is that Garth Ennis himself has said it's been since 2008 when he was still working on his Crossed series that he's really written straight horror. And his collaborator, Goran Saduska, has said that in his mind, and he's a huge Garth Ennis fan and has dreamed about working with Ennis for a long time, but in his mind, this is Ennis at his most subtle. Now that idea has me super intrigued, because if any of you out there are Garth Ennis fans, you know that his work is anything but subtle. And so I feel like as Ennis matures as a creator, as he has more and more years of experience as a storyteller under his belt, that he's realizing that he doesn't have to beat us over the head with these ideas. He can be more subtle about it, and it's going to make for more suspense, more of a, you know, living on the razor's edge kind of thriller. And so I'm really, really looking forward to this, you know, Walk Through Hell. You know, the premise seems so innocuous in a way. You know, it's an abandoned warehouse, some crime went down, you know, you're going to go in and you're going to walk around, you're going to see what went down, right? It seems all pretty innocent, but I have a feeling from everything I've read so far that it's anything but that. From what I've read, apparently the agents, you know, and the solicit mentions a previous case that really kind of threw them for a loop and is kind of hanging with them. And they can't seem to let it go. And some of the solicits and interviews I've read mention that that case has a lot to do with the horrors that these agents see when they go into the warehouse. So I'm sure it's going to be well-written. I'm sure the dialogue is going to be good. But more than that, it's going to be scary, and it's going to be a well-crafted story. And again, I just go back to that idea of subtlety in Ennis's work, which is not something you necessarily see in his work. So this could be kind of a new page or a new era, if you will, for Garth Ennis's work, if this is received really well. So, it could be one of those books by him that's an instant classic. So I definitely encourage everyone to go out there and check it out. As I said, the solicit will be in the show notes, as well as some preview pages from issue 1. So be sure and go and check those out. A Walk Through Hell from Garth Ennis and Goran Seduska. And I should also mention that it's going to be in stores on May 16th. All right, the next book I want to talk about is Betrothed from writer Sean Lewis and artist Steve Yu. It's about two teenagers who are from a different world, different dimension, different universe, if you will. And they're both the heirs to their respective families, and they're destined to lead the armies of those two families who are at war. So it's actually kind of the story of three worlds, if you will. So you have one of the teenagers who's from a world of magic, in a way. Another teenager who's from a world of science. And in the middle, you have the bridge, which is Earth. So apparently the world of magic has a resource that can power the weapons of the world of science. But if all that substance, all that resource is stripped from the world of magic to power all these scientific weapons, then their magic will no longer work. So these two worlds and families and kind of armies have been at war for a very, very long time. And apparently there was agreement made in the distant past, 18 years in the past, as a matter of fact, that these two heirs to the armies would be betrothed and would finally bring an end to the war. Or alternatively, instead of being married, the two would fight to the death, with the winner of that battle being declared the winner of the war. So I've heard it described as Riverdale meets Saga or Star Wars. It's definitely some teenage angst, some Romeo and Juliet paired with some science fiction. And the art by Steven Yu is absolutely incredible. It's definitely manga influenced. So, you know, think very expressive eyes, you know, large eyes, and really cool panel layouts, very almost cartoonish in a way, but a lot of action. The colors are incredible. I've read the first issue, even though it hasn't been released yet to the general public. I've read the first issue. It's really fun. I can't wait to see where the story goes from here. If you take a look at the show notes, you will see both the solicit, and there's also the preview pages that have been released. This book comes out March 14th, so it's not that far away. Be sure and tell your retailer if you'd want to pre-order it. I definitely recommend it. You know, it's from Aftershock, so it's going to be quality, and it looks like it's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. You know, imagine if you could go back and pick up issue one of Saga. We'd all do that if we had the opportunity. And this is very much in the same vein. So I encourage you all to go and check it out. The next book I'm going to mention is Brothers Dracul from writer Cullen Bunn, artist Mirko Kolak, and colorist Maria Santalalala. Now, this is the same creative group that gave us the recent Unholy Grail series from Aftershock. So it's nice to see them stick together as a group and get ready to tell another tale of perhaps the most well-known horror character of all time, and that's Dracula. But of course, just about everybody knows the story of Dracula, and many people know that he's based on the real-life character, or person, I should say, of Vlad Tepes, also known as Vlad the Impaler. But what a lot of people might not know is the story that Cullen is trying to tell here. And that's the story of not only Vlad, but also his brother, Radu. So in their usual teenage years, they were actually kidnapped. And in addition to learning art and history and horseback riding and archery, they also were taught, oh yeah, vampire slaying. So it's not exactly the smooth Transylvanian accented vampires from the movies. These are basically more monstrous looking vampires. And it's going to be really interesting to see the tale, to see it play out. How does Vlad in particular go from being trained to hunt and kill these monstrosities to becoming a vampire himself, but not in the same form. You know, clearly he becomes the more suave, the more sophisticated, the more svelte, powerful vampire that we've known from legend, right? So this is almost his origin, but again, not just his tale, also the tale of his brother Radu. So, you know, Cullen Bunn is an incredible comic writer. He puts out a lot of content, and I don't hear his name anywhere near enough when people talk about some of the better comic writers of today. So I'm really glad to see that he's keeping up his relationship with Aftershock, and I'm looking forward to checking out this tale for sure. Go to the show notes to see the solicit and also some preview art for the series, and look for The Brothers Dracul number one to be available digitally and in comic shops on April 11th. All right, the next title I want to talk about is Her Infernal Descent from writers Lonnie Nadler and Zach Thompson, with art by Kyle Charles and colors by Jordan Boyd. This is a modern retelling of Dante's Inferno. So it's about a mom, a housewife, who marches through hell to get her family back. She's unable to cope with the fact that her family has been forsaken, and so she travels through hell, guided by the ghosts of William Blake and Agatha Christie, dealing with celebrity sinners and surreal landscapes and all kinds of absurd tasks to rescue her family. So, sounds like it's going to be one of those series that is a bit surreal and makes you think, while at the same time, the absurdity of it all makes us laugh. So, not completely sure what to expect yet. Haven't seen any actual pages from the book. Have only seen the cover. So you can go check out the show notes to see the solicit and what art has been available to show as a preview. You know, it's Aftershock, and Lonnie Nadler and Zach Thompson, they had a critically acclaimed run on the Dregs series from Black Mask. So Aftershock has actually signed them to a long-term deal to develop several series for the publisher over the next couple of years. It's the first time Aftershock has made a deal like that. So just based on that fact, you've got to think that these guys really have the goods, if Aftershock believes in them enough to give them kind of a long-term deal like that. So as I said, not 100% sure what to expect from this title, but it's Aftershock. It's some critically acclaimed writers, so I'm definitely going to be checking it out. All right, next book I want to talk about is Relay, also from Zach Thompson, this time joined by Donnie Cates as a writer, with art by Andy Clark and colors by Dan Brown. So Andy Clark, he was the artist on the Replica series, which is my all-time favorite Aftershock title. I think it went 5 or 6 issues, written by Paul Jenkins. Really wish it had sold better. Not sure why they haven't gotten back to it yet. The only thing I can think is because the numbers just weren't there, which is a tragedy, because Andy Clark on a sci-fi book is absolute money, and Relay just so happens to be a sci-fi book. So the kind of the premise of the story is in the future, intergalactic travel, community, technology, cultural advancement, all that stuff is kind of predicated on and facilitated by this monolith that Relay employees kind of go and introduce to new planets, right? So it's the story of a Relay employee who goes and, you know, he's the one that is supposed to assimilate these new worlds, to introduce them to the monolith itself, and kind of pave the path for them to become a part of this kind of uniformity, this monocultural existence that exists in the future. And what happens when he goes to a place where things are not quite what they seem. So what's interesting about Relay, the first issue is actually going to be the Aftershock New Comic Book Day issue this year. This is the first year that Aftershock's going to be participating in New Comic Book Day. So that's very exciting. And from what I've read of the story so far, it looks super intriguing. As I said, you can't really go wrong with Aftershock Andy Clark on a sci-fi title. So really, really looking forward to that. From everything I've seen, this looks like it's going to be a really, really great series. You'll be able to pick it up on Free Comic Book Day. Go and check it out. I really think this is going to be one of those titles that really catches fire. And it always happens every year. There's always one or two New Comic Book Day, or Free Comic Book Day rather, books that everybody kind of sleeps on. And then at the end, everybody's kind of hunting around for it and trying to find it. So if this is one of the books that you're looking to pick up, I mean, let your retailer know, hey, on Free Comic Book Day, I'm going to be looking for Relay. I mean, the art is spectacular, the cover design, the logo. I mean, everything about this book, I'm really looking forward to this book. I cannot express enough how I cannot wait for this title. I feel like Aftershock is one of those publishers that does science fiction just extremely well, maybe better than any other publisher that's out there today. And as far as issue one goes, I believe it's going to come out on July. Actually, I don't know the exact date, but I think it's supposed to be July 2018 is going to be issue one. So really, really looking forward to this book. Can't wait. And then the last title I want to mention comes out on March 20th. It's a hardcover from Aftershock called Shock. It's a European album anthology. It's basically kind of the format that comics are released in Europe. It's got a huge list of creators: Bill Willingham, Marguerite Bennett, Mike Carey, Jim Starlin, Charles Vess, Andy Clark, Andrew Robinson, Phil Hester, Paul Jenkins, Neil Gaiman, Travis Moore, Brian Azzarello, Francisco Francavilla, Cullen Bunn, Mark Guggenheim, Frank Thierry, and a whole heck of a lot more. And it's basically all these creators getting to tell these little vignettes, these little stories about whatever the heck they want to in whatever vein they want to. I know Frank Thierry's story is called Little Red Hood, and it's basically Little Red Riding Hood as if it were a Quentin Tarantino movie, right? So the familiar fairy tale set up as a drug deal gone wrong. I mean, how can you not want to read that? So it's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. I think that it's going to kind of showcase the way that Aftershock is really different than a lot of publishers out there. They're focusing on story and quality first, not gimmicks. And as I said, it comes out on the 20th, so a little less than a month away. If you want this book, be sure and let your retailer know, or go and order it from dcbservice.com, where you can get it 40% off, because it's 160 pages. It's color. It's going to be, as I said, a whole heck of a lot of fun. It's going to be one of those books that looks great on your bookshelf, and you can take around to conventions with you, because it has such a who's who of creators. It's one of those titles that you can, as I said, take around to different conventions and have signed. I mean, can you imagine having this book signed by this who's who of incredible comic creators? It's like, it would be like a little, almost like a snapshot in time, right, of some of the best creators that are creating comics today. At least that's what I plan on doing with my copy. So that's going to do it for this episode of Aftershock Monday. So really appreciate everybody joining me. I hope you're as excited for some of these new Aftershock titles to come out as I am. Please be sure you go to thecomicsourceblog.com to check out all past episodes of the podcast. Twitter.com/thecomicsource is where you can find us on Twitter. Do a search for The Comic Source on both Instagram and Facebook to find us there and keep up to date on all new episode releases and convention coverage. Also, don't forget about our exclusive podcast with LRM Online, The 9-Panel Grid, which comes out every Tuesday. And while you're there at LRM Online, be sure to check out all their other coverage of pop culture, TV, movies, video games, all that kind of good stuff. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.